Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. I am coming to you today from Reno, Nevada, here for a sci-fi convention. And I've got four totally non-related things from the channel to bring to you. First of all, I want to add to that lovely announcement that we are now on iHeartRadio. So you can find me and suggest that to all your friends, iHeartRadio. I'm really excited about that. And thanks to UBN for helping me create that. First of all, this came out of the webinar that we did on weight loss and weight creation. And then it extended into the private sessions that I've been doing. And they want you to know that anytime you are fighting yourself in joy and love, anytime you're not choosing joy or love, anytime you're saying, well, screw this, you know, I know it's going to be better for me, but I'm just want to stay stuck here, you are creating health issues. That's the beginning of the creation of all, they're saying, health issues in our world. So obviously stress, going back to stress, if you love yourself in the highest way, you're not going to allow yourself to move into a stressful place because you know that's not a testament to the love of yourself when you let yourself do that, or eat the wrong foods, or hold fear, or hold grudges and judgment, or cling to your old stories, right, that keep you out of experiencing the love and joy that's possible for you in this moment right now. And they gave, through this private session, a beautiful, positive claim for this. I can access full, unequivocal love for myself. Because most people, that's the excuse they use is, well, I don't know how, or I just can't. I can't do it, Dee. I can't do it. Well, you can do it. And this is the claim. I can access full, unequivocal, joyful love for myself. So everybody just stop for a moment and say that. You'll feel it. Go into your heart. Open your heart. Go to your love place. I can access full, unequivocal, and joyful love for myself. And so it is. Okay. The next thing, and I urge you to read the e-blast that will be coming out tomorrow, because I delve into this in a much greater way. But around all of these and hurricanes and tornadoes, oh my, they're saying our dimensions of the universe are coming together, crossing over and merging, but they're kind of having to collide to do that. And in the final analysis, it's a really good thing because it's opening the chakras of the universe. Now, what are chakras? They're energy centers. And what do we feel? Certainly, with all these weather patterns, are a lot of energy, tons of energy, sometimes feeling like uncontrollable energy. But they want you to know that there is an order to this chaos and to hold the balance. The next thing is they would like to invite all of us to give up this need to or belief in that we need to be redeemed for not being perfect. There is no perfect. There's yin and yang in everything. There's positive and negative in everything. There's the balance of everything. Everything is God. Everything is creation. And so are you. So if you pick your nose, it doesn't matter. You're still a big part of God. If you weigh 20 pounds too much, still a part of God. You know, quit holding on to that old religious teaching and insistence, they're saying, that we need to be redeemed. We need redemption because we're not perfect, because we bit an apple one time in a story, okay? We have to come forward to accept and love ourselves as we are right now. And so we claim that, the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light around all of that. Now, there was something else. Where did it go? Where did it go? Oh, it's core belief number 20 they want me to talk about. When I value myself. So when we value ourselves, there is a belief that we have to also abandon ourselves in some way. Or if we value ourselves, other people have to abandon us in some way. Now, how does that play out, right? Well, you know, a lot of people, probably some of this applies to all of us also. You know a lot of people in your circles where you come forward for yourself financially, and then there's either the fear or the reality that relationships fall away because you've come forward for yourself financially. And this can happen in any myriad of different subjects. So I can take care of my body. I can become the weight I want. I can value myself in the way I want to do by eating that way. But I'm made fun of by the people in my family for doing this. So I'm valuing myself, but I'm also giving up a part of myself or a part of what's important to me in my acceptance from other people. So I want you to look and be aware of that core belief. That do you have a belief system going that if you come forward for yourself, other people will move into lack? Do you have a belief system that if you take care of yourself, other people are going to be jealous? If you make it, people will judge you? These are all examples of when I value myself to abandon myself. Those are some real core beliefs there. Most of you know by now, if you get my emails, that I have a $100 half-hour special going on right now. If you don't get the emails and have signed up for the e-blast, then that's why, because that's the only place it went out. There's just a very, very few spots left. If you want to check it out, it's just for October only, guys. And our next webinar will be October 18th from 7 to 9 on fear, all kinds of fear, real and imaginary, what fear is, if there's things in this world we really should and need to be afraid of, and the channel says there definitely are. So this all came about, the subject of fear and wanting to do this, on the last webinar. All of you that were on the last webinar brought that in to go on to do the next one on fear. And it's so prevalent right now with North Korea and everything else. I think it's a darn good subject. Now, I want to say my computer is running really slowly today with the internet in this hotel. So we're going to start off on the calls and see how they go. And Stephen's going to pop in if I need him to. So bear with me right now. We're going to go to Jay in Canada. And hopefully you're on, Jay. Are you on?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call, Dee. It's great to talk to you again.
Yeah, you too, honey. What's up?
Hey, I just wondered, you know, I was at a workshop about a couple weeks ago and prepared for it. I was doing a cleanse at that time. I finished right on the new, it's at the full moon. And I just wondered. I actually went to a sweat lodge, too. I finally came to realize that the work that I've been doing with the yoga thing is that I showed up. And after I went back to see my teacher during that Saturday, it's a very long day, I said, I really respect your teaching. So I just felt that there's probably more that came up with it, and just wonder what the channel has to say about that.
Okay, can you say that in one sentence? What I want to know is,
yeah, what I want to know is, what is the channel saying regarding to my experience on that weekend where I had a kind of like a breakthrough that happened, a clearing.
Okay, and the channel is lovingly saying back to you, why do you need confirmation about what you already know?
Oh, I just wonder because sometimes I miss stuff.
Well, but they want us to really move into knowing and owning that we are our highest answers, Jay. You know you had a breakthrough, and the channel is seconding that, is affirming that. You know you've expanded, and the channel is affirming that. When I say, you know, still you're your highest answer, it goes to no, and the channel is affirming that.
Okay.
So when is Jay going to know, when are we all going to know that we're the highest answer? When are we going to go to ourselves to trust ourselves first? Why is it that we believe, and this is when I value myself, I abandon myself. This is a good representation of that. When are we going to know that when we go into our heart and ask the right question, we always hear the right answer? What is it going to take for you to know that, Jay?
It's going to be a moment of stillness where I actually come to realize that I don't need the answers anymore. They're all within them myself, and I got to take that time of stillness to indicate that.
Yes, but what must be present in that time of stillness?
It's going to be awareness of my inner truth.
Trust, baby. You have to move into total trust. And it's a circle, guys, because you move into trust because you know, and you know because you're such in the place of trust within yourself. You are hearing God, the guides, the angels, the universe, the force, speak to you, through you, And that's your I am present. But if you have a belief system that's saying, that's me telling me, and me isn't connected to it, and therefore I can't trust the me, I can only trust the it, then you can't trust the it either, because the it's you and talking is you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the answer. And it was a great question because it led to really your final opening. And also the channel would lovingly like to say to you, you don't have to try so hard, Jay. You're already there. And we're all already there. But unless we acknowledge that we're already there, we're not there. Okay, you got it?
I got it.
So let's all come together and acknowledge that I choose to accept that I'm already there. I choose to accept that my voice is the voice, that I always hear the highest guidance and information because that's my direction to myself. And if I'm directing myself, I'm directing the one energy, which always responds to my direction. And so it is. Great start to the show. Thank you. Always great to hear from you, Jay. You always bring in the big ones.
I do.
Right.
Love you. Much love.
Love you, too. Oh, my goodness. That was awesome. All right. We are. See, I can't tell if he's off yet, but we're going to go to Emily in California. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dee. Oh, great show.
Yeah, great start, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So I am continuing to create my freedom. We'll be moved out of this house by the end of the week. I'm just sitting here on the back deck looking out at this incredible view we've had for the last 4 years of the water and the hills. And it's, we've loved being here and it's an ending. And I feel that like, okay, I'm allowing for endings. I'm allowing for endings.
Okay,
and
what happens
moving into trust.
Emily, what happens with every ending?
New beginnings.
Okay. So, you know, this is interesting. They're asking me to tell you to look out at that view and claim for yourself, I will remember this always, and therefore, I am always here.
Beautiful. I feel it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do that every time I sit on my balcony in Hawaii. I love it there so much, and I look out and I go, yes, I will remember this.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Okay, so are you excited about your new beginning?
I'm so excited. I'm so overjoyed. I feel like I'm dancing in my heart all day, every day.
Great.
And, you know, little bumps along the road and all that. And I just am curious, is there anything related to fear that I can, you know, move into more joy by addressing?
Not at all. There's nothing.
Okay.
See,
awesome.
Guys, there's bumps in the road. We're on a physical plane. You know, we run into other people's BS all the time on a physical plane. The point is, and the challenge is, and the gift is, what do you do with it when you run into it?
Yeah.
What do you do with it? How do you handle it? And so they're saying just be very cognizant that if you feel a bump or you feel like you've run into the bump, that you're the creator of you and you go, oh, I see a bump. Well, I acknowledge that bump and I'm claiming smoothness and balance and just flow in my life and feel into that and the bump goes away and you handle it easily and you move on. It's when you go, oh, my God, there's a bump. There's a bump. I hate this bump. How big is the bump? I don't know if I can get around the bump. Why am I always running into the bumps? And then you're screwed.
Yep.
You know, I started going there last night because I was so tired after doing the show and hadn't slept well the night before. And I really, really had to pull myself back and go, are you going to do that? Or are you just going to go to the room and hang out and relax and do what you need to do? So, you know, Lanny and I just came back and we cuddled and we watched a little TV, and that's what I needed. I got my balance back. Instead of going out and, you know, meeting people and doing stuff and all that I really kind of wanted to do, but I just wasn't in an energetic place to do it. So do you love yourself and value yourself enough to come through for yourself when those bumps happen? That's all it is, Emily. Okay?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you
They're showing me so much. They're showing me what they show me when they're really, really happy for somebody, and that's a sea of people in white robes standing up and applauding. So take
Yay!
That with you, baby.
Yes,
all right.
Absolutely.
And happy moving. Happy moving.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. We're going to Miss Rita in Florida. You're on.
Hi.
Hi, Rita.
How are you today? Let me shut my
really
car off.
Good.
It's been a really long time since I've called in. I listen to it every week, and it's right on every time. It's right on with my life. And this time, the same thing, because some of the things that you said pretty much answered my question, and I'm going to listen to it again for sure. But I guess I'm just going to ask it anyways, because there's a piece missing. There's a piece missing that I need to figure out. I have been on this journey for a very long time. I'm 46 years old, and I've been on this journey since I was in my late 20s, and I have been in every single relationship I have been in has not believed in their own power at all. Like, just deny it, and they want me to deny it.
Okay,
and
Rita,
yeah.
Stop. Okay.
I'm stopping.
So
I'm listening.
We attract the people that mirror the very thing that we need to address. So why my question is, do you keep attracting people that don't believe that, don't want to believe that, and want to question you about it? So that tells me that there's a part of you that is still questioning it also. And I'm going to your little girl. I tell all of you, you want to find out what's running you, go to your little girl or boy. So what religion were you raised?
Oh, Christian.
Okay.
Presbyterian.
Okay. Not particularly, hold on, what?
No. I wasn't just, I grew up in a town of 780 people and 10 churches, and I went to church almost every single day because that was our social life. That was our social life. So I went to all the different churches. I didn't just go to Presbyterian. I went to Lutheran. I went to Christian, you know, I went to all of them.
Okay.
And it was beat into me.
There is not one of them that taught you were God.
No, absolutely not. They scared the living crap out of me.
Well, okay, so you've got to work with your little girl because your adult self knows this. But that core of you that was taught so early in your life, you know, our brains are done around that stuff by the time we're 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
So you have to teach your brain to look for people who know their own self-empowerment as their own creators. You've got to re-teach your brain that, because your little girl in your adult self has been looking out into the world going, well, I can't see any of those people. I can't see any of those people. I won't have any social life. I won't be loved. People won't understand me. because I know that from my childhood. So
that's exactly what's happened in my life. I am so alone.
And my journey. So you know you're your own creator, right, honey?
Yes, I do.
So you know
really
you're
do.
The only person that can turn this around, Rita.
Okay.
Okay, so how do we do that? You tell me.
Right. I go to my art space and I say, I am the creator of my life, and I see people who are creators of their life, and I have friends. I have friends that love me for who I am. I have people in my life who love me for who I am.
Okay, yes. And then the channel, you want to feel the joy around that.
I'm not feeling it right now.
Well,
I'm
no, because you're scared to death.
I am.
But if you can get through this fear of this need for redemption around this, you're going to be free. Also, the channel wants to say to you, you have to go places where people believe this.
I don't know where that is.
Well, are you attending church right now?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
I want you to search out a Science of Mind church.
I used to be a part of that, and there's nothing around here where I live. There isn't any. Well, no, that is not true. There is one. It's about an hour away.
It's worth it.
There is.
I
just met someone. My health insurance agent told me that she goes to it. So I did just meet someone.
Your first response. I want to teach everybody here. You see, so she knew before she called that she wanted to meet more people like this. And yet her brain was so closed down about it because of this fear from her childhood that even when somebody told her about it, she didn't remember it was there, or she negated it, or she didn't.
Well, because the relationship I'm in, I don't feel like she would go with me or allow me to go, and leave the relationship. Okay.
Well, then you've got to, you see, that's what the statement is. When I value myself, I let other people abandon me.
I know.
Why would you choose to be in a relationship with someone telling you what you can or can't do in order for your own happiness?
I don't want to. I've been battling this for a while. I've been trying to change the way that things are. I've been doing the Hope and Opa thing.
Nope.
I've been everything.
but I get a no because you haven't committed to you. You haven't committed to your own beauty and your own happiness. And for somebody to say to me, what you just said to me was, my husband is abusing me, but I can't leave.
I know.
He won't let me. And I'm saying, guys, that is an oxymoron to the statement, I am my own creator.
I know.
Well,
I know.
You know, but you don't know, honey.
I don't know.
If you're not ready to take
action. I am ready to take action, but
no, you're not.
Sick.
No,
she
you're not.
She is ill. How do I feel guilty.
This is a whole private session that I can't take. But you, and I say this every show, you guys sit down and write out what you need. This is what I need. This is what I want to empower myself and be in love and serve myself. This is what I need to do for me. How can I take action here through love? Start there, and then we'll move forward. But everybody's got to start there. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
You bet. You got, you know, guys, I don't care if somebody's sick at home. What does that have to do with you taking 3 hours of your life and going to a place that serves you, that feeds you, that strengthens you, that empowers you, and then come back home? You're going to be able to serve in a much higher way. Don't you understand? Okay, we're going to Vicki in South Carolina. Hi, you're on, honey.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call. My mom died in 1992, and I've been wanting to communicate with her. So when I meditate, I ask her to come, and I can see her or feel her off in the distance, but I can't let her come close. What's holding me back? What's my fear?
I guess that's not the right question. When I say that you've invited her to come closer, I get a no. So have you actually invited her to come and be close with you?
No, because I try, but I think I'm too, I can't get myself to do it. I don't know why. I must be afraid.
Well, yeah, and they're showing me the movie Ghost. So, let's go back to the last webinar. No, it was two webinars ago, when the channel said, look, you guys have it all wrong. You don't live in a house with separate rooms and doors you can close. We're all hanging out in a big loft. Some of you have a body, some of you don't. So, you know, what the channel is saying, Vicki, is you don't really even have to invite them in because they're already there. They're already right next to you. You have to just open yourself to the communication. Now, they're taking me to a core belief. Hold on a minute. Well, the core belief as it's written is I don't think I have enough energy to do this. But energy is not the right word. It's that's the highest word. I don't think I have enough guts to do this. So
all right,
why do you need guts to connect with love? Because when somebody's crossed over, they're just into the energy of love, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at it from the point of view of just wanting to connect with love, you can bring anybody in. So can you feel the difference between that and what you've been doing?
Oh, yes, I can, very much.
Okay. Okay. So just say I would, like if I were talking to my late husband, I would love to connect with the love of Chris. See, I'm instantaneously I'm connected. So I would start there because you need to remind your brain that you're not calling in something you don't know, something that might be dangerous, an energy that's foreign to you. You're calling in the love of the person you want to connect with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'll try that. Thank you.
You bet. All righty. What an interesting show this is. Eileen in Brooklyn, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
It's so good to talk to you, and it boggles my mind sometimes how connected all of this is. You know, every show, you know, people,
I know.
There's a thread.
We say that
and,
every time.
Yeah. So what I'm experiencing now has to do with people from my past coming back. And
okay.
And And it's helping me to really understand where I was and where I am now. And maybe having a different perspective about where I was.
Yes, in a positive way, the channel is saying. Is that in a positive way?
Yeah, very positive.
Yeah.
You know, a former student, I don't know if I ever mentioned this on one of the other calls, but a former student was looking for me for like 3 years. And it was on Messenger, and I didn't know how to use Messenger. So when I finally figured out that there were messages there, it had been 3 years. And I made contact with him, and he and his brother studied with me back in the 80s. And it was amazing. And I'm still in contact with him. He's in Florida. And it helped me so much to understand that maybe I already have had an impact.
You have an impact by being born. Can all of you hear that? We have an impact in this world just by choosing to come into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Guys, again, can we just start looking at how amazing we are and how beautiful we are? And, you know, there was a little lady on my block growing up, Maud. Her name was Maud. And I used to call her Aunt Maud. And she was a housewife and really had no profession or anything. But her entire lifetime was spent loving the kids in the neighborhood, making cookies for the kids in the neighborhood. We always knew we could go down there if there was a problem or if we just needed some love or wanted to hang out. You see, she didn't do anything amazingly important in this world, but she did the most important thing by offering love to any of those kids that wanted it. Start realizing how awesome you are and the potential of love that you brought into this world. It's the biggest thing you can do for your health, your money, and everything else, guys. So good for you, Eileen. I'm happy for you.
It's changing everything. It's amazing.
Yeah, it changes your whole perspective of you and everything else. And what's weird is that you've been this person all along and you didn't know it. Right? I know. How cool is that? Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Boy, you guys, we've got a lot of disturbance on the call. Do your best to get someplace quiet when you call in. Well, I can't seem to get her off. Let me see if I can get Shelly on. Shelly, boy, it's just...
Hi,
Dee. Hi, sweetheart. There you are. Thank you.
Thank you for
taking
my call. Wow.
You're welcome.
So my question has to do with, I'd like to know what insight the channel has regarding a new product and business opportunity that I've become involved with, that I'm extremely passionate about, and what is the best way energetically to share this with people?
Okay, there's a fear you have that there's two things they want to give you. Sheets, but give me a song, please, any song that pops in.
Up, Up, and Away.
Okay. You're afraid of this taking off.
Oh, my God.
Now, why would you be afraid of having too much success? I'm going to your dad and your mom, but more towards your dad. What's the fear of success there?
Wow, I don't get it because he's been very successful, sold his business young, was able to retire in his 50s.
Okay, and what did little Catherine have to give up for that?
Uh, I don't know.
Okay, they're taking me to the sheets now, to a core belief, this page, to, hold on, I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. Okay.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, so you want this to be a success, and you don't want it to. What's the part of you that is afraid and is holding back? Because that's your gift to freedom. And it's tied into your dad's success.
Back
to the sheep. For sheep.
Maybe it's deserving.
I get a yes on that. Why would that affect? Well, do you know that he doesn't feel that he deserves it, really?
Oh, my God. Yes, we've had conversations recently with him telling me how. Yeah.
Okay, so what that says to the little girl in us, when we witness that, even though we can't put it into words, we get the energy. And what we say is, oh, if I'm going to love myself and be successful, I have to believe that I don't deserve it so I can get it anyway.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I know this one so well. So that's the part that you have to turn around now and go, I do deserve this. I deserve to be happy. I deserve this success. I deserve to fly. I deserve to have it easy just like my dad did. I deserve it all, and I'm going to feel good about it. You know, I'm going to come through for myself here so everybody else can come through for me.
Awesome.
Yep, that's the whole thing wrapped up in a nice little bow. So anytime you feel yourself pulling back, you just stop yourself and go, Shelley, stop it. You know you deserve this. You know you love this. You know you're excited about this. Let's go.
Awesome.
You got to catch yourself in that moment, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Guys, again, if you can always become objective when you feel that first feeling, if you become objective and talk to yourself in third person and start laughing and take an action, you will move through. But don't stop and masturbate over why you can't, because that's just going to hold you in the same pattern. All right, Lynn in Los Angeles. Hi, you're on.
Hi. Oh, my gosh, I love this show. How are you?
I'm good, baby. How are you? Okay,
so last time we talked, I was on in long detail, and I wasn't getting paid, they said, until the end of it. So I talked to the guy, and we worked it out, and I removed myself from it on good terms, but I just needed, you know, what I needed.
Yeah.
So I came through for myself on that. Thank you for the help on that. It was awesome. About a week later, I got asked to read for a lead in a play. It sounded amazing and whatever, and it was last minute, but I spent a full day getting, you know, memorizing everything, whatever. I was ready to go, and the day to go in for producers, they let me know that the financing had not come through and they're going to postpone it. They'll let me know. So then I got into another detail.
Jesus.
And, okay.
You know, Lynn, the highest word is completion. Nothing
in
your life is getting completed.
And now I'm hired to host a show that they had filmed a couple of years ago, and then the producer said, hey, we do want you to, you knew this, I said no to it, but we do want you to host it, I'm going to come out there and blah, 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 and then he added on all these, like, these musicians that have car collections and things like that. I talked to him yesterday, and he said, you know, yeah, I don't, you know, like, he wasn't planning on having me for that shoot, and then, you know, yeah, I'm going to film it and stuff just so I have something to sell and whatever. And it just, it's not turning out. I want to do creative stuff.
Lynn.
Yeah.
Okay, they're taking me, boy, I don't go to this core belief very often. I believe I can't be free. I believe I can't be free. And And you can't really be free ever if you're caught in the pattern of non-completion. Right? You have to.
Right.
I can't create a part until I complete the contract and am hired. Right? We can't even complete going to the bathroom until we make a contract with ourselves that we're going to go sit on the, you know, porcelain throne. So, you have to start feeling into completion. And really, they hardly ever give me this either, but they're saying, can you get mad as hell towards yourself and not take this anymore?
I've been like
that. Yeah.
But yes. Yeah. And but I don't know what to do with that. Like, I feel it, and I start thinking, okay, where am I not? And I even went to Abraham Hicks, and I was called up. I was the second person. I knew I would get up there, and I said how much I wanted my own team and my own stuff to create my own stuff and not just be working for other people and their teams. And she's like, well, you have to appreciate the team you're on until you can – okay. So I'm like, okay. So I've been trying to appreciate and accept where I'm at and then know what I want and write that out. But here's what keeps coming in my head in the last, like, 5 minutes. You know, okay, Frank died years ago, like 7 years ago. He was cremated, and I still have never done anything with his ashes. It's like I haven't been able to get myself to go up to Ojai and
you
put them there.
You haven't completed
like...
it.
Exactly.
You have not completed it, Lynn. It's an example.
Yeah.
So, yes, for you, in the scheme of the world, does it matter? Not at all.
Right.
But for
right.
you... You need to complete that because you have a belief that you need to complete that in order to move on. So you should do that ASAP. But more than that, you have to know that you're free in your own creation, that I believe that in my creation, in the creation of who I am free to complete everything I want to complete. The whole universe is conspiring to complete this. You know, I work with actors all the time, and they go, I'm just not booking. I'm not booking. I'm not booking. Well, they're not booking because all they want to do is book. They don't want to do the job.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
right.
You know, Lynn, you just wanted to get a job, but you're going, oh, I'm so lucky to get the job. It doesn't matter if I get the job I want. It doesn't matter if you pay me. It doesn't matter if you honor me. I just really need to just get the job. But that's not what you want.
No,
you want
it's
the
not.
Job that you want on your terms, right, with the pay
mm-hmm.
that you deserve. Don't be afraid to ask for it all. You've got to ask to receive, guys. You've got to ask to receive.
Now, I have felt like I have been doing that, writing every day about everything that I want and fulfillment in my life and actually, I mean, I get specific, and sometimes I get very general in doing it because I'm not quite sure which. It's like how I feel at the moment, how specific I'm going to get. So, is it this completion thing that's been holding it back? Because I feel like I've been writing out
it's
and talking
belief,
about what I want.
The belief that you can't be free does not allow you to move into the full feeling of already having it. And again.
Okay.
It's the feeling more than the writing, more than the speaking, more than the thinking. It's the feeling.
Right. That makes sense.
Okay. Love,
awesome.
Completion. Anything you want to create in your life, more of, love it more. Okay? Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you. Love you.
I love you, too. I love all of you, but you know that. Miss Catherine in New Jersey, you're on.
Yes, hi, Dee.
Hi.
Hi. I have, everything on this call has been, like, hitting me. And it was interesting when Shelley was on and you were talking, and she was talking about afraid of too much success and all that jazz. All of a sudden, you said, "What did little Catherine have to give up for that?" I'm like, "Oh, that's me." And most currently is for the past week. I guess I've been having some IBS issues, irritable bowel, and I thought it was food that set it off, and nuts or something. And it now I think it's more emotional for sure because of all the stress and all the things you touched on about the weather.
Actually,
and all that jazz that helped to clear.
Catherine, they're saying it's spiritual.
Okay.
Book, song. Give me a movie, please.
I flapped and then I went to The Way We Were. I don't know.
Okay. Well, they want to go to The Way We Were, and Ghost really moves into that because a lot of the things that we're dealing with, guys, are ghosts of our past. And The Way We Were is about two people who loved each other entirely and incredibly, but they had to finally own up to the truthfulness of who each of them were individually in a political way. And it became very clear that they had to follow what was best for them, like going to the church an hour away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's, I'm not a doctor, but energetically and spiritually, that's what I'm getting your IBS is about, is you being torn about fighting the part of you that wants to celebrate yourself and know that you are your own creator with the part of you that says, no, you better hold yourself back. Now, that would make anybody irritable. You see, you're trying to get rid of all of that shit and part of you, because you're in fear of not being a good little girl, is holding on to it.
Okay.
So I would give myself permission to let go of all the old shit that wants to be released, all the programs and belief systems that are not serving you anymore, right? So that you can have free, creative energy.
So I
want you to start there, and, you know, if you have a physical challenge, you should see a doctor if you are so called to do so. Okay, Catherine?
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. All righty. Boy, we are going to make this, I think. All right. Alberta in Canada, you're my last call, I think, but we'll see.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Hello. I'm good, darling. What can I do for you?
I'll make it quick. When I did order for your private reading, and I know I put my email, I only have one email, but it took a week for me to get the confirmation order. And what happened, we finally figured out, was on the email, my late husband's name went, and the emails were all going out to someone by that same name. So my question is, I hope this person doesn't call you for a private reading, because I kept sending emails to see if everything was okay.
Okay.
My question is there a website where I can make sure that my email is correct with you? And because I haven't been getting that many, and to make sure that you're still on the e-blast, because I only have one email, except my emails are going out to this person who's getting confirmation.
Okay, all right, I got it, Alberta, I got it.
Okay.
So I believe you're in conversation with Ashley already about this, are you not?
Yeah, I was actually, and I sent another email today to make sure.
Yeah.
I have been, and it took about a week, because what happened, the emails were going to the person.
Okay, I understand. I understand. But we're in the process of getting this worked out for you. Of course, Ashley doesn't work after 3:00 on Fridays, guys. So any correspondence that comes in over the weekend is not addressed unless I can do it, and I cannot do this one, not addressed until Monday when she comes back in. So we're on it. But what they want to say to you, that the energetic pause around all this,
okay,
is that you are confused about who you are.
Oh,
that
really?
You need to be very clear about, well, it starts with choosing. I choose to be very clear about who I am. And, you know, just take a week, Alberta, every day in the morning before you get out of bed in this day-to-day. I choose to be very clear about who I am. I am the creator of me, and communication is open and clear and direct with me because I know who I am. So start playing with that, and you're going to see your experience in the world shift around quite considerably. Okay?
Okay. And please thank Ashley for everything she has done, because we have been working on it, and it took us a while, but we figured out that, oh, I obviously typed in that name for the email and not mine, but it turned out it was my late husband's name that went on the email. But,
okay, well,
but
good. We are handling it, and I promise you. Well, this is how confusion in your energy shows up as confusion in your life, guys.
Okay.
And when you're starting to have a lot of confusing things happening, you better stop, get objective, and go, okay, this is not how my life goes or how I want it to go. I'm clear about who I am. I'm clear I'm the creator, and I'm directing ease and joy and clear communication everywhere in my life. All right, baby?
Thanks, Sue.
You bet. You bet.
Bye.
That was a great message to all of us because, you know, we're being challenged a lot and things happen and we can get switched and go into reaction, and that's when things start getting kind of namby-pamby out there. And you got to stop, be objective, move into your direction and your power again, and take charge of your life. All righty. So, iHeartRadio, we're on that now. You can find us there, too. We're just all over the place, guys. And the next webinar, October 18th, that's a Wednesday from 7 to 9 on fear. So expect fear to be coming into the show because you know the channel starts right away. And if you're interested in a $100 30-minute private, I don't offer them very often, but they're up right now. I think you have to sign up for the e-blast. There will be a link on the e-blast tomorrow that comes out. All right. What a show again. I love you all. Until we meet again, you love you and love yourselves and love yourselves even more, and just put your hands all over yourself and pat yourself on the back and look in the mirror and go, I love you, sucker. Until we meet again, love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.